God will give you the person that will make you suffer. He will give you someone na hirap ka makamove on until you realize that you don't need them. You know, you don't need that kind of person in your life because I will replace the one that leaves you into something better. Hello and welcome to another podcast episode of Pill Talks with Ice Cream Notes. Tonight, we will be having an intimate conversation on how our love life is like a movie. Well, one of my colleagues told me that, alam mo yung isang pangit na movie na nag-aabang ng magandang ending? And that really hits me hard. Why? Because in the past, I have experienced so much rejection. So much breakups that it drives me crazy na hindi ko alam kung what's wrong with me. Did I choose the wrong people? Did I choose myself over them that they will affect me and give me these emotional scars that gives me anxiety, depression, and almost kill myself? Well, ganun talaga eh. We thought that the person we love will love us back. Pero hindi pala ganun. And sometimes we are busy trying to love someone that's part of our past that gives us something that we are blinded by the opportunities in the future. Well, I couldn't agree more because ganun nga yung na-experience ko. Why did my colleagues told me that yung movie na yun na napakapangit nag-aabang ng magandang ending? Because we expect too much. We expect that the love can be reciprocated by the person, pero hindi naman. We always thought that if we love this person, they will love us back. Here, almost all of us assume that the person we like will like us back. Do you agree? Ako, I agree kasi ganun naman yung nangyari sa akin. And I'm not ashamed about that because all of us are vulnerable, diba? Gonna give you one a story. I really love this girl, ultimate crush, dahil na-fall talaga ako sa kanya deeply. And this girl made me realize na I could do better, I could do best of my abilities. Ultimong ka-workmate ko siya, nakikita ko siya. It inspires my day, my night, and everyday day job. But least unexpected, hindi ko alam, naka-in-relationship pala siya. And that saddens me dahil I expect too much to that person na ang ganda ng samahan nyo eh. You have the mutual feelings, you have the mutual understanding, you have the same concept. Both of you are gamers. Pero yun pala, hindi pala siya yung makakatuloyan in the end. Why? We love the person based on how we see ourselves to them. And I agree. Kasi ganun ko nga nakita. Pero I do believe that sino pa yung pinaka-least na gusto mo? Least na expectation mo? Sila pa yung tunay na magmamahal sa'yo. Ito ha. Coming from my parents. My parents were not that much in love. My dad told me na si mama ko ay hindi siya ganun kagandahan kasi hindi naman niya in-expect na mafo-fall siya sa kanya. Nag-umpisa lang naman sila sa isang pen pal. Siyempre, I know my father is a good writer kasi doon niya napaibig si mother. Mother is a very scientific people na she didn't believe in love until you give her so much effort. I asked my father na, ano ba yung mga tipo mo, dad? Sinabi niya sa akin, mga chinita. Yung talentado. Eh, yung mga magaganda. O plus points na yun, sabi niya. Mapuputi, ganun. Yun yung mga gusto niya. Pero ba't napunta ka kay mama? Sabi kong ganun. He then told me na when it comes in loving the person you want, hindi mo alam eh. Unexpected talaga eh. And sinabi niya sa akin, hindi daw niya gusto si mama noon pero until na nakilala niya. And pasalamat niya, nagkaroon ng earthquake doon, tapos doon sila nagpakasal. Joke lang. Pero that's the story behind them. And now they are married, 30 years. Wow. Diba? They're happily married. They have 7 beautiful children. Siyempre kasama na ako dun. But, kidding aside, the right one will always choose you. If you want to have a great movie, great love life, you will choose it, the right decision in your mind. Yes, it's okay na magkaroon ng maling decisions in life, even in choosing person, because it will grow you as an individual. Ito, let me give you an example. When I have read one book na sinabi niya, God will give you the person that will make you suffer. It will give you someone na hirap ka makamove on until you realize that you don't need them. You know, you don't need that kind of person in your life because I will replace the one that leaves you into something better. And I did. Doon ko na-realize yung sinabi ng libro na yon when I started cutting people off on my life. I started to validate myself for even furthermore. I started to look behind myself. Because I know the toughest part of letting go is realizing that the other person did. Diba? Hindi mo naman kasi ine-expect yung tao na yon. We love you, diba? Minsan kasi, if we cut off people, it gives us the opportunity that every person we need. I do believe that the right person will always choose you, will never betray you, and will not make you uncomfortable. And I did. And now, I'm enjoying life. I'm enjoying being single. I'm enjoying the company of one of my dearest friends. Special shout out, Kat Mateo. Thank you for inspiring me and supporting me. I just want to tell you na you shouldn't waste your time on someone who has no intention of being gentle with your heart. Because if you want to achieve an ending that will be a happy ever after, then you know what to do. You should choose the person who will be there to support you, who will be there to guide you, who will be there to inspire you, who will be there to literate you. Kasi we all need personal development. We all need someone that will make us happy, contented. Yun lang naman ang kailangan natin eh. Yun ang kailangan mo, yun ang kailangan ko. And that will make us proud. Yes, dumating yung time na you have wasted time on people who weren't the one. Pero how can you know it's the right one for you without learning that what is wrong? Let me give you an advice. If you are looking for the one, if you're looking for the person who you want to be with, learn yourself more. Learn what's wrong with you, what's wrong with the person. Validate yourself. Ito ha. I've been rejected so many times. So many times ako na-reject and I really thought of myself, saan ba yung problema? Is it me? And I revalidate. Napansin ko nga na it's my problem. It's my problem that choosing the person that it's not contented with me. Because if you find yourself being contented with a person, hindi na maghahanap ng iba yan. He will stay consistent to you. She or he will be there to you in times of your need, even if in your lowest point of your life. Because we are busy trying to please that one person and we miss the other chance. That's hoping that you turn your head to them and look at them for once. Now, if you look at them, I assure you, yung pinakapangit na movie na hinahanap ng magandang ending is magiging magandang movie. Magkakaroon ng magandang ending. So this is Ice Cream Notes. If you happen to like my podcast episode, please subscribe to my other social media platforms. I'm conducting so much quotes there. check out my Ice Cream Notes page and my TikTok videos. So let's see you next week on another podcast episode of Pillow Talks with Ice Cream Notes. Peace.